Welcome to Just Rolled With It, the show after the show where we talk about the show.
Yeah!
Yo, guys,
what are we talking about today? The show!
The show, episode 14! The show right now, it is currently 1:30 a.m. CST, 2:30 a.m. EST, 4:30 a.m. What time is it in California?
Dakota, I'm going to have to ask, I'm going to need to activate my pickle form.
Holy God, I forgot about that.
No.
Cold style. Pickle?
Bisley, I'm glad you picked an ice cream shop, because if you picked like a burger joint, I would have ordered a sandwich with pickles on it.
I'm going to need to go shape a pickle.
Why do we exist?
No, okay, so for context, they were doing this bit while I was trying to say my intro.
Oh, they'll know.
And they kept making me laugh. No, Tizen's going to cut it out.
Bisley's looking at his eyes right now. Tizen is not going to cut that out.
I will fire Tizen if he cuts that out.
You can't, because I will fire Tizen if he does cut it out. Or if he doesn't cut it out.
This is awful. I will fire you if he cuts it out.
You can't do that legally.
I will fire myself.
Bonus for the patrons.
That's technically quitting.
Next session.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't do that to me.
Guys.
Yes, I fucking would if you cut that out.
What?
Don't you dare cut out something I said that made someone else laugh, okay?
No, don't. I laughed so hard at it for like 4 minutes, and you're just gonna take that away from him? You're sick, dude. You're sick.
It made me so upset how much you were laughing. It made me so upset.
Yeah, it's because we were filming at like 12, and the realization had set in that we were gonna be recording for 3 more hours, and I love D&D. I'm cracked out. So instead of being tired, I just like went insane, which I think you probably saw a little bit of through this episode.
I really did have that feeling where, like, as Bisley was trying to do the intro, like I saw Grizz just smile, and I almost cracked and just started laughing again. I was in that, like, when you're just around people and just like literally anyone's facial expression will just make you start burst out laughing again. I was so weak at that moment,
dude. I felt that. I was like psychotic in the first. It was 20 minutes. It went on for 20 minutes of us saying like, I'm gonna turn myself into a pickle to cut.
It was literally 20 minutes before we started the episode.
Fucking freaking out.
Dude,
I'm gonna suck
out
the soul
honest.
Of a pickle, Dakota, so I can finally have
just,
power.
Just you cracking the smile was enough to make me laugh, and I think I was most pissed off because I was laughing at it. Like, I was so upset that I was laughing, and like, I had to like put the tab over top of you guys so that I couldn't see you and just read it.
For the entire
intro.
The first time I tried
that, I still fucked up.
I was just biting my tongue in the inside of my mouth so that I wouldn't laugh.
Anyways.
Should we talk about the episode?
Is this what people pay for?
Yep. Pickle talk.
Yeah, it is. They pay for pickle talk. Guys, what were the thoughts, the feelings on this one?
I just instantly like read way too far into everything that Bisley said at the start of the episode and was like, wait a minute, what if Wavelength's in on it? Oh my
on
god,
the
what
one
if what
episode
if the reason
that
Vincent
didn't even plan
freaking gremlin mode
I went
trying
feral,
to
dude.
Snoop on
I
the
went
conversation.
Feral. And then I hear record, I'm like, what's that mean? And I'm like, what if Wavelength was able to like block the cell phone signal from reaching the other heroes?
That's what
and
I was
police.
Thinking, I was like, what if he created a bubble where like the infrastructure couldn't reach?
And what if
like
he was
a bubble around the entire suburban
dude, the fact,
city?
The fact that he can erase memories is so bad.
So
oh yeah, that's I didn't even bring that up, but like I don't even know if Ash knows about that, and if he now that he does, I feel like he's gonna question his entire existence.
Yeah, I fucking would.
I would too.
He just
that's
pulled,
fucking
he just
awful.
Pulled it on yeah. some guy. He watched us dump in a lake. I was straight up going to try and use it on him to make him forget that we did that.
Yeah, that's why he said go fuck yourself. It was funny.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think you definitely did read into it. I think it's funny to hear you like freak out like that.
Okay,
yeah.
But like, think just I don't know. I don't want to sway you in either way.
In any direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually do have one question that I want to just some interesting wording from Yaka's part. When you were talking to Dakota, you said us a lot, and does that mean like you and Mark, or is there another party that we're not knowing about here? Like, what's the deal with that?
Wait, in what context? Like,
I remember, think he was talking about him and Mark because of the.
I wouldn't ask those kinds of questions out of
That's
out
fair.
Of the show. Just because, well, like, I wasn't even there, yeah. even yeah, like even asking it right now, like I don't know, I wouldn't want something like that to come up and it just rolled with it. You know what I mean?
That's fair,
guys. But yeah, can I say my theory.
What you're talking about.
I want to say my theory.
Yeah, theories. Throw them at me all day.
I think that the mission is to somehow retrieve this the mom from the spirit world. That's my guess, and then he's like. He had an opportunity to kind of look around, but the mom died, and I think they're trying to find her. All right, that's my theory. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Silence from Yakko and Bisley. Theory.
Thanks for watching.
That's interesting.
I still
want to know when Vincent and well, I already know when Vincent will, but when William and Vincent are going to be evil and kill Summer.
Dude, well, okay. All about that. I listen. Summer is not only something that. Listen.
Now, wait, I want to cut you off, Charlie, because you literally came back to the call right before we started recording this while Bisley was away. I was like, hey, guys, can we kill Summer?
I don't like her.
Okay, because I know you don't like her.
I forced myself into a position where now I have to act like I have a crush on her, but I like don't. I just need to talk to girls.
Like that, dude, you do not have to do that.
I do. I put myself in this hole, and now just she's just not like, only that. Over, she's coming for my job. Her. It's the only thing I do is figure out things that I can't even do that now, and now my crush is coming for my job, so I'm just gonna go to bush and die.
I remember when I wrote like that she would do that and be looking out like for you, because I did that pretty much the day that you showed her the dagger. Nice. I figured she would start looking into you, and that's why Dakota, that one day while you were at school and you were really focused on what Doug could be up to, like what he could mean. And you were so focused thinking about it, you wouldn't have noticed anything. And I really want you to notice something. You were like, no, I don't want to notice anything. I was like, okay, fine. You don't notice it. But someone was following you.
Oh, I see.
And she was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny because it's absolutely preventable.
Now this talisman of watching that Vincent carries is gonna get her killed, so nice knowing you, Summer.
See you, Summer. Hey, man, you know, I'm morally gray enough, but, you know, there's a line somewhere, okay? I don't know what this guy wants. I just want to go home, bro.
My theory to the final ending of Prime Defenders, Vincent is now home with his family, chilling on the beach. And two men in suits walk up and say, we're here to collect on the debts you left.
And there's so many.
Holy shit.
The running joke of getting a new credit card.
Interdimensional credit card debt.
No, loan sharks.
Do not, I am not above making interdimensional loan sharks. I'm not above it.
It'd be such a weird,
They're just sharks in suits.
I am absolutely that is not beneath me. I would do it.
Okay, so this is an interesting
Bacon
thing.
Man exists. Remember that and keep that in mind always.
There's the canon reality of what's happening in the show, and then there's the bit reality. Like, the bit reality is that he's collecting all of these credit cards, and the canon reality is just that it's just like a funny thing we do when we're downtime. So if the bit reality becomes the canon reality, everything will be fractured.
That's
true.
Yeah. I'm willing to fracture it.
I know.
Oh, no.
I've been willing to fracture it for a very long time.
Yeah, I know. We dumped Tide in the lake. I don't regret it.
You did dump Tide in the lake, and you did it as a joke, but I'm willing to make that have real consequences.
And
awesome.
And Dakota, near tackled a civilian and ripped their phone away while they were calling 911.
Willing to let that have real consequences, too, baby. Let's go.
I didn't even do anything wrong. All I did was hang up on the police and then ask them why they're being so judgmental. And they acted like an NPC. I have a family. I'm not going to hurt you,
idiot. That's crazy
that
the NPC was acting like an NPC.
No, bro, you don't get it. If you're gonna,
they watched you throw a body in a lake, and then you ran up to her at light speed, or them at light speed, and fucking took the phone and hung up from calling the police.
Okay, it was. You said it was a man, first of all.
I forgot.
Right? And he looked at me, and he said, "Don't kill me." I said, "I'm not. I just want to know why you're judging me, bro." And he's like. He's like, I got a family, and if you make that have real consequences, I'm gonna be upset.
Bro, if you in your real life saw that shit, you would also say, please, I have a family.
I didn't even want us to throw him in the lake, bro. Why am I going to suffer for this?
I'm not saying that that directly is going to have consequences.
I'm so tired of this fucking shit.
Give me consequences.
Man.
I don't fucking care. Just do it. Just make me
I'm
shatter.
Tired of the things I do having repercussions. Please let me just do things that don't
nothing,
have anything.
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
To be frank, I'm
no,
excited
you're not
for my
Frank.
You're right. That was the police officer. To be Vincent, I'm excited. I'm excited for the repercussions of my bad credit habits.
I'm excited for the repercussions of your fucking mentality that you go about everything with.
How are you even able to get a credit card? Like, are you a citizen? Like, didn't you just show up?
Most of them, these people seem to actually take, like, blood bags.
You did take a DNA sample for your credit card.
Yeah, that's happened like 2 times now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's well and normal.
It's normal. At least it is in my eyes. It would expand on that, Bisley. My mentality.
Well, I mean,
towards,
Vincent generally carries the idea that the end justifies the means, and
yeah.
those means are gonna come to an end that I'm sure he wouldn't see as ideal.
I'm sure. Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's pretty short-sighted. That's
yeah.
kind of that's
no,
kinda
and that's
character.
I like it benefits
yeah,
him in the short term.
Hey, he's a villain, bro.
Benefits him
why
in the short term.
Why do you hate
term.
Us both, man?
Because my nightmare told me to.
I wasn't in your nightmare.
The thing is, it really fucking did. It really fucking did tell him to hate you.
Was I in that
yes,
nightmare?
You
weren't in that nightmare, no.
Yes, you were.
What?
Him the and Vincent were on both sides of Summer.
No.
She died.
It was
not
it
even
was just William.
It was just Will.
No, it wasn't just William. Vincent was there too.
I think the dream is gonna make so much more sense later on. Just don't forget it.
This is like when you wake up from a dream and 5 minutes after waking up, you've already completely forgotten what it was.
I don't want it to make sense.
Just don't think about it too deep.
I just
want to
be happy.
Just wait. It'll make sense.
I'm not happy. I'm sad. Always.
Well, I'm sorry.
Our campaign is going into ruins right now. The angst of our teenage characters.
It is, dude. Straight up, I've been making William just go on these like long meandering speeches about how existence is tangibly fruitless lately, and then the response is usually, "But it's okay. We're superheroes."
What do you mean? I thought I had some good responses.
Yeah,
I liked your response. I did.
I was hoping
really
that what I said would actually help.
It did. It did. For now.
I remember he was like, "You want to join this campaign about teenage superheroes going to high school?" I was like, "Oh, that sounds fun." And now I'm in, and just awful things are happening repeatedly. I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute."
Well, it's the burden you bear as a superhero.
Balancing
superheroism
with
school.
High school life.
Let's go to the spirit world and fight the devil.
Can't wait for you guys to go back to high school.
Put him in 5 parts.
So I'm thinking a little bit down the line, I'm actually thinking maybe we do a time skip. Just slightly. Ooh. Not too long, but just maybe like a couple months.
I'm down with that, honestly. I think time skips are fun to, like, progress the world a bit.
If we do a time skip, I want a costume when we come back. We all need to have costumes.
I did offer a costume.
Well, I mean...
You did.
Yeah,
it was
did.
Cool. I think it'll be cool. If we get to do a montage of costumes with Ash, I'll be so happy.
That is... I didn't want to throw that on you this episode because you need to come up with it. But then, you know, once you do, that's absolutely in the cards.
Yes, guys.
Yes,
I wasn't about it at first. I wasn't about the superhero costume thing, but now I think that we have problems have happened.
It's because of Summer, isn't it?
It's because of Summer. We need to get a superhero costume so that I don't have to talk to girls.
That's fair. That's fair, man. I get you.
Why are you laughing? Do I have to talk to girls?
Nerd.
No, we really haven't met like many like Wonder Woman type superheroes yet.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well, you've only really met the Prime Force and maybe like a hero or two in passing.
Wait a second. Why
Miss G pop off?
Why are they? Where were the heroes?
That's a good question, man.
No, there was a lot of like focus brought on that today. It felt like.
Well, I tried to bring focus on it, but it wasn't an NPC, so nobody fucking cared.
Ty did. Ty was that's Ty weird. Did. Where were the heroes?
I'm saying when I said it in the taxi cab, everybody was like, you know, it is what it is. But then Tide says it, and it's like a fucking like, damn. Sus!
Yeah, then the guy who's supposed to know what's going on also doesn't know what's going on. Right, like that. I feel like that creates.
What
that.
Are our I theories? Like pretty... I think that something ate the Prime Defenders, and now they're all in a big tummy.
The Prime Force, you mean?
The Prime Force. Yeah.
We're all in a big tummy.
I don't know, bro. They stopped an invasion of Dark Star forces.
That's true. They did.
They're pretty powerful. Did.
That's a spoiler for the stuff that happened that they don't know about. But
it's it happened
10 years ago, dude.
It's fine. It happened forever ago, bro. Everyone was there.
They teach that shit in our history class, bro.
They do.
Dakota can say that anytime. Exactly.
You know, there's a point where spoilers aren't spoilers anymore. They should really know this shit by now.
Spoilers, yeah. Spoilers more like history.
Yeah,
fucking
fuck.
Study up. Study Jesus up, motherfucker.
Dude, we won World War II? What the fuck?
That's right.
Why'd you spoil it for me?
All right, where are the heroes, guys? Let's get the hypotheses.
They're all dead. We're the only heroes left.
That would be a lot of pressure, and we're too stupid.
True.
If all the heroes died, I'm joining the villains for sure.
All the villains are actually heroes, and they're putting us through this shit because they want to train us to be better, and it's all just, they're gaslighting us. We're being gaslit. Everything is a lie.
I've fucking broken you. I'm sorry, bro. Like, do you need a hug? Holy shit, man.
If I get one more, like, you can't be a hero or a villain. You can only be in the middle somewhere. I'm gonna stop calling myself a hero, and I'm gonna stop calling people a villain. And
I'm a gray hero. I'm a Greero.
Hey, all I'll say is
I'm a Gillen.
Always pay attention to the first things I say when we start the session.
I'm a Grillin.
Which is what?
You mean like the recaps?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Or is that the part where you tell us to stop talking about being a pickle?
What are you talking about, man?
Because I didn't pay attention to that for 20 minutes.
Are you saying there's hints in your recaps, Bisley?
This is going to be like some code where the first letter...
Why are you being so quiet, Bisley?
The first letter of the first
word. Yeah, hey, guys, if you're listening to this, solve it for us, okay? Just put down in the comments.
Yeah, we're all too stupid.
What the solution is... Because we're all too fucking lazy and we got lives, man. We're not going to scrub back through this. Are you crazy? Listen, guys. William Wisp is going to solve one mystery today, and I don't think it's going to be this one.
What's the mystery going to be?
Who let the dogs out?
Just into that who, bro, and become a philosopher.
I'm fucking deranged tonight. I will say... I really do want to actually like solve a mystery as William. I feel like everyone in this goddamn campaign is operating on like 30 simultaneous metaphysical levels above me, and I am never going to understand anyone's true intentions. So I think I'm just going to give up and dump people into a lake for a living.
That's a smart. That's a good.
I gave you a mystery.
And look
what
happened.
You ate sewer ravioli.
It's not my
fault. I will never give you
a
mystery again.
It's literally not my fault. I got blackmailed into going to a party.
You did not get blackmailed.
Yes, I did.
They said, hey, let's go. And you said, Stuart Ravioli.
No, I got fucking Dakota fucking blackmailed me.
No, to be fair.
You turned into a creature and you know that.
Okay, sewer ravioli happened, and then you mentioned Party City, and it was all downhill from there. But then you got blackmailed.
I got blackmailed. I straight up had no choice. I had to do the party.
I don't even remember what Dakota blackmailed you with, honestly.
He said he would tell Tide.
No.
About him.
You said you'd tell Tide about the fact that I interrogated Wavelength.
Well, that doesn't matter.
And then you
anymore,
asked Tide if he could throw the party, and he was like, yeah, dude, go for it. And you were what?
Like, I never even blackmailed you.
No, you really didn't.
What do you mean?
He didn't blackmail you into having the party. He blackmailed you into like either lying to Tide or just...
No, he blackmailed me into abandoning the mystery to go to Party City and getting party supplies, and look where that got us.
Bruh.
Full circle.
You cannot blame this on me.
Well, man. I'm sure not going to take responsibility for it.
Well, so you know what? Frog, that right? is another joke that that will have real life consequences.
I'm sick of everything. I can't believe that me bringing fucking ravioli to an episode has caused Visley to say to me, "There is never going to be another mystery in this campaign." That is all I can do, man. All I can do is solve mystery, and when I'm not solving mystery, a frog smokes on me and I get shot 900 feet into the air.
It's all I am. Like the return of Le Frog.
Dude, I was fucking
God,
crying.
That was great.
No.
I haven't heard the original you know those... episode, so I thought it was funny.
Dude, Le Frog is ridiculous. Hey, you know those like what if stories where Batman kills the Joker? That's how I feel every time I see Le Frog. Like, I see myself slipping down that slope.
Well, Le Frog was a part of the what if story where Le Frog turns into a real frog. And you all
like
turned
that,
into animals.
Oh yeah, Grizzly did
Dakota
a reference to
brought that up with dream.
I brought it up the day after the what if, like the session after the what if. I said I had a crazy dream, and then I brought it back up here.
I like that.
You said you had a dream.
Yeah, but look, now you guys know in canon that Dakota takes his dreams very seriously. So next time he says, "Hey guys, I had a dream where you killed Summer," you better watch out.
I wasn't in that dream.
I'm going to go back and listen to it because I'm pretty sure
he straight up wasn't. You're fucking
he
crazy.
Wasn't
hey,
in the dream.
Yako, how do you feel about these more like.
I'll look it up right now.
These more role play sort of improv episodes versus what we did before. I'd love to hear your feelings kind of on it.
It's cool. Like, I'm still a little like on edge when it comes to playing a character and like having full conversations.
Right.
For sure.
But I think I'm sort of getting it. I just like
I think you're doing great, man.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wish there was like more of or less of or anything in that vein?
I mean not that I can think of at the moment. I think it's just
Don't worry about hurting my feelings. You can hurt my feelings, just tell me. I'm okay with criticism.
Needing to get more used to it, I guess. That's all.
Used to what?
Just getting used to like role playing and stuff. Cause, like,
I think you're doing great, man. I think you're doing really, really good.
No, I think you're doing
me too.
Great.
I feel bad though when like we go to places like the diner and you're inside or like.
Oh, that was of my own decision. Like
that is okay. That's true.
I could have been with you guys.
I was a little worried when we were gonna go bust petty crimes. And you're like, nah, I'll just stay around. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I want you to be included in all the scenes, right? So like, the only reason that we probably won't do stuff where you go talk to someone off screen and their conversation doesn't actually come up anymore. That was just kind of that was all on purpose.
The petty crime thing I thought was just a meme. Like I thought you were just gonna like, I want to go stop a jaywalker, and I was just like,
no,
I genuinely
said it because I was like, I don't think that like we have anything planned for this session, so I was like, this could be a really fun thing to bond over
go
stop crime. Yeah,
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I would have just kept going on with the stuff at the house though. You didn't have to do that, but I thought it was great.
And then just like seeing the text that just said "I know" with a picture of you guys, I was like, well, maybe there's like more danger. Maybe I'll just kind of like watch and help if they need help, but like not be associated with them. Yeah, it was just teenage girl.
It always it's
a teenage
is.
Girl.
Ash would have been a mess. So you know,
putting her nose where it isn't meant to be.
We're stealing one of those memory erase things.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, we're gonna steal it. We're gonna erase her memory.
Let's break it. Let's break into the secret base in the basement and steal one.
Dude, I did not have a plan for this session. I pretty much blew it all in that first session.
Dude,
like,
yeah,
that was it.
Riding the golf cart and catching a fucking comic villain was really fun. I like that though.
Like when we rode in the golf cart.
Starting off a session by being like, "Hey guys, I'm a teen that has never left his house," and then going to a fucking demon world and fighting giant monsters and being like, "Wait, is this what heroes do? I'm confused." And then
And then you and just then you get to lift frog.
And then I get to lift frog, and I just get to just use a power and just pick up a tank and pop the tires out.
The contrast between Mal threatening to saute your liver in butter and feed it to your family, and Lift Frog saying, it's very, like, I love playing those different characters.
It's clear that Lift Frog holds the leash here.
And that he thinks that you are, like, he is your nemesis, like, your most evil enemy. You're the Joker to your Batman. That's how he sees himself.
We gotta recruit Lift Frog for the final Avengers battle against the villains.
You think he's gonna become a hero?
No.
I hope that he debates us with being a hero and then commits some stupid petty crime instead. I honestly.
It's funny because, like, they're not petty crimes. He's very much robbing banks with bombs.
Yeah, but he's doing them really poorly and non-lethally, and, like, it's just like,
from what you've seen, like, he literally has never succeeded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he just enjoys failing as a criminal.
I don't think that he would be a good hero. I don't think he'd be a good.
I remember
anything,
correctly. Okay. He also, like, he wanted to be on TV at the bank. Like, that was his priority, was people seeing the frog.
Pretty much.
He's just chasing fame.
Well, yeah, he's like, he's just.
No,
Lay
Frog
sure.
is
like,
a cloud chaser.
Lay Frog
no!
is it? Lay Frog's gonna come back next chaser. Time with a fucking camera pointed at his face. He's gonna be an influencer.
Dude, if you ever come at me with influencer Lay Frog, I will not hesitate to ghost shape a cork in his windpipe.
Go for it, bro.
If you ever dare.
What is up? The camera.
What is up, Frog Nation?
Frog Nation.
Only 25% of yours.
Smash the like button.
Yeah, I will throw him a like. I will literally throw him a like. He will be the second one to go in the like.
I'm excited.
I know Azu's crimes, but that's the greatest crime of all.
No, I thought that session was fun. I thought it was a cool little, like, cool down from everything that just happened.
Yeah, it was nice.
No, for sure. I feel like my character just needs rest at this point. Oh, God.
That's why when you were saying you wanted to do petty crime in character, Ash was just like, I'm so fucking tired. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, it's fine. My character doesn't need sleep. He needs a therapist. So.
That was, like, the first time I've ever ended a session not on a cliffhanger in a while. And just as, like, you guys go to bed, the end.
Yeah,
thank God,
feel,
honestly.
Fucking clonk out.
It feels good after getting out of a big situation.
Yeah, I figured it would be a nicer little way to end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's nice. It's a little chill. I mean, there's still terrible, awful, terrible, terrible garbage happening in the world, but, you know, we're sleeping. That's nice.
Yep, time.
We're sleeping, so it's fine.
In this world, in the spirit world, trash everywhere. Garbage. Everything just sucks.
God, Bo Burnham had a point, man.
Do you think people litter into the dead zones?
Maybe. I want to jump in the dead zone. Can I jump in the dead zone?
I want to catch someone for speeding in the fucking spirit world.
It's called the dead zone.
Can I, like, dive in there with, like, a bungee
you
cord?
Can you die in there?
Yeah, you can
you
die.
Tie
in
a
there.
Little rope around
that's
your
like
stomach.
One letter off.
I think we should bungee jump into the dead zones. I think we should jump into a dead zone at one point. All right,
tug on the rope if you're concerned, and I'll pull you back up.
Well, if my character ever did die, like, for real, like, if I didn't come back from that big sword. You would come rescue me out of the spirit world, right? Or no?
Oh, absolutely. I would. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you can't just grab a spirit and be like, okay, you come back now. Like, so when you don't have a physical form anymore, you don't have a physical form.
Doesn't seem like you can do that with mom.
If you, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, what the
fuck? I was just talking about the theory from earlier.
Oh my god. Holy shit, man.
What if they're like Full Metal Alchemisting it and like they provide her a body?
Oh my god.
You just said
the
that.
Whole point of just Full now. Metal Alchemist was that they shouldn't bring their mom back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. And like,
you can't.
You know, Summer's poking her head where she shouldn't.
But if I did die,
what the fuck?
Guys, wait. That's an. Can I ask that? Would you ever be okay if it's for a good story? What would be a good story beat for your character to die?
Oh, like, I'm absolutely for character death for story.
Yeah, but like, I have several opportunities prepared.
If William got depowered at a moment that was unexpected and then just straight up died, and then you guys had to go back and
I'm a guest
world
character,
finder.
Bro. I'll fucking blow cool. myself up.
I feel like my character is the most likely to die though, just like story wise.
Story wise, if your character dies, I think that it should either be at the precipice or in your home world. That's what I would say.
That's
kind of
where I'm at.
Yeah, I would want there to be.
Did you see my message, by the way?
No.
I do want you to take that in consideration.
Well, then that's all the time we have for today.
That's all the time we have for today.
William should be hit by a bus.
make sure you roll.
Hey, I know. Hey, William, I know a guy.
Let's go.
Make your costumes pickle themed.
Thanks for money.
Yes. Thanks for money. Bye.
Thank you.